Good afternoon, good morning, good day, depending on where you're listening from. Welcome to Profit and Beauty. Now, this show was created for salon owners who have decided to start running their salons like a business rather than a hustle. The focus of the show is to help salon owners understand the numbers behind their business so that they can grow and make extraordinary profits. Without this knowledge, it's really hard, if not impossible, for your salon to reach its true potential. My name is Desiree Anderson, and I have 19 years experience as a hairstylist and salon owner. I currently work as a certified public accountant, working mainly with salon owners and hairstylists. My background as a former stylist and salon owner gives me a much better understanding of what our industry professionals need and desire. So if you are a hairstylist or salon owner interested in running your salon like a business, then this show is for you. On the other hand, if you are a hairstylist or salon owner not interested in running your salon like a business, this show may or may not be for you. I just hope you keep listening and maybe something you hear in one of the episodes will make you decide to turn your craft from a hustle into a business that you can scale and grow. So sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in. On today's episode, I'm going to be playing a recording of a Instagram Live that I did last week or maybe a few weeks ago. On this Instagram Live, I talked about the differences between being a sole proprietor and being an LLC. Now, there are some differences and there are also some similarities. And it's important that you understand what the differences are. That way you can make a more informed decision when you decide to start your own business, or if you are a booth renter, if you are a salon owner, or if you are a salon suite owner. It will just give you a little bit of insight as to what the differences are. I hope you enjoy the recording. Basically, I'm just coming on to answer a question that I had yesterday. I was on live yesterday and somebody asked me what the difference was between a sole proprietor and an LLC. So I just want to talk about that really quick so you guys can make a decision when you're deciding to either start a business, or if you're currently a hairstylist or a hair salon or a business owner and you're thinking about changing the way that you're changing your entity type, you can have an idea of how that works. So basically, there are four major differences between being a sole proprietor and being an LLC. The main difference, well, I wouldn't say the main, but one of the differences, the simplicity. So as a sole proprietor, it's just a very simple structure. There is nothing required. All you have to do is wake up one morning, decide that you want to start a business, and just start your business. Nothing else is required of you, other than maybe attaining some type of license, a county license or business license, depending upon what state or what county you're in. Other than that, there is nothing else that's required. On the other hand, to become an LLC, it's a little bit more complicated, but it's not overly complicated. You have to apply with your Secretary of State to become an LLC. And in the process of doing that, you're going to have to create something called Articles of Organization. So these Articles of Organization are part of being an LLC. So basically, that is one of the differences between being a sole proprietor and being an LLC as it relates to actually starting the business. The second thing is the cost. As a sole proprietor, the cost is low. There's really no cost. The only cost you really have is getting that business license, and that's pretty much it. As an LLC, the cost is a little bit more. It's not a lot more, but it just depends on where you're located. For example, here in Georgia, it only costs $100 to apply for to get your to become an LLC. Now, of course, if you pay someone to do it for you, it's going to cost you more depending upon what they charge. LegalZoom may charge about, I don't know, $400. You can seek out an accountant to help you. But technically, it's not that difficult to do. So if you're savvy enough, which I know most of you are, you can actually go onto the Secretary of State website and attain, or rather do this on your own. And it may cost you about $100. With the exception of California, We all know California has the weirdest laws. Everything they do is just so different. I wouldn't say backwards, but I would say just different. In California, to become an LLC, it's going to cost you $800. Yes, that's right, 800 big ones to become an LLC in the state of California. So people probably would think about it more as to whether or not they want to go that route versus in a place like Georgia where it's $100. You're not going to think about it that hard. It's like, okay, yeah, I can pay $100, no big deal. $800, you got to think about it. So cost-wise, that's another difference. The third thing is liability. As a sole proprietor, you are liable for everything that your business does. So if you get sued, your personal assets are in jeopardy. And I say this because, let's say, for example, you are a hair salon owner, you are a hairstylist, and you are doing somebody's hair, and for some reason something crazy happens and the person's hair just falls out. I know that sounds a bit nutty, but when I was a hairstylist some years ago, I was doing a relaxer on someone. This is when I used to do relaxers. I stopped doing them in 2005. But when I used to do relaxers, I was relaxing someone's hair, and I don't know what happened, and she doesn't know what happened. All I know is I'm rinsing her hair out, and all of a sudden, her hair starts going down the drain. I mean, you can only imagine how panicked I was when I saw that. And I was like, oh my God. And she said, what's wrong? And I said, I think a little bit of your hair is coming out. And she said, what do you mean by a little bit? But it was a disaster. But anyway, she could have sued me. And let's say she sued me, and I was truly negligent and something happened. If she sued me and we went to court, if I was a sole proprietor, she can come after all of my personal assets, like my home, my car, my firstborn child. I don't have any kids, but if I did, she can come after my child, whatever the case may be. But if I'm an LLC, on the other hand, then my personal assets are protected, which means that she can only come after the items that my business owns. So if I own equipment, if my business owns a vehicle that's in the business's name, she can come after that. So if I get sued, those items are at risk. But my personal assets, on the other hand, are not at risk. That's why I think it's important, even if you are just a booth renter or an independent contractor, or even if you are a mobile stylist, don't think that just because you're either one of don't think that just because you work in that capacity that you don't necessarily need to, you know, be an LLC. Just for protection purposes, I think it's a good idea for even booth renters and mobile stylists to also, you know, become LLCs, because you want to make sure that you're protecting your personal assets. So that's the liability is one of the biggest things, and that's one of the reasons why most people tend to go that route. But there are certain things that you do as an LLC that can, let me see, something called piercing the corporate veil. Piercing the corporate veil means that you have done something to now cause your personal assets to be at risk. Okay, so that's something you probably need to speak with an accountant about, or if you'd like to speak with me about it further, you can always go to my bio and you can make an appointment and we can discuss some of these things a little bit further. I normally give free discovery calls for about 30 minutes where I can help you, you know, make certain decisions or help answer some of the questions that you may have. And then finally, as a sole proprietor, you are pretty much taxed one way. Well, let me say this. Technically speaking, a sole proprietor and an LLC, single member LLC, are taxed the exact same way. There is absolutely no difference in the way that you are taxed. None whatsoever. The only difference between a sole proprietor and an LLC is the fact that one is registered with the state and one isn't. But in terms of how the IRS treats you, there's no difference. They treat you the exact same way. Now, that being said, as an LLC, you have the option to elect to be taxed as something else. So if you decide that you'd like to start being taxed as an S corporation, let's say your business is growing and you're starting to make a whole lot of money and it's making more sense for you to now think about being taxed as an S corporation for tax saving purposes, but I'm going to use the word tax saving purposes. So we'll just say that. So if you decide, okay, you're making all this money and you want to pay less in taxes because you're making a ton of money, then you may decide that rather than changing your business structure, because you started out as a sole proprietor, if you're an LLC, you can elect to be taxed as an S corporation. So that's a major difference. As a sole proprietor, you can't elect that. You are stuck being taxed as a sole proprietor, whereas as a single member LLC, you can elect to be taxed as an S corporation. So in other words, as a sole prop, as a single member LLC, you get all of the benefits of being a sole proprietor, and you also get the benefit of I guess I will say being a corporation as it relates to the liability aspect of being a corporation, because as a corporation, usually the corporation and the individuals that are either shareholders of that corporation, the shareholders are not usually held liable for certain things that may happen with the corporation. Now, all this being said, I always say speak to an attorney, because there is always an exception to every single rule. So even though the liability factor is huge, and yes, you are protected, but there are also exceptions to that as well. And an attorney is going to let you know, word for word, what those exceptions are. It's my job to really tell you what the tax consequences are for being one type of entity or another. And it's the attorney's job to tell you what your liabilities are if you are either a S corporation, a C corporation, or a single member LLC, or even a sole proprietor. So let's see if there are any questions. Let's see. Can you switch how you're taxed as an LLC? Okay, so somebody's asking, can you switch how you are taxed as an LLC? So I'm not sure what you're asking. So if you are a single member LLC, you're going to be taxed at the same way as a sole proprietor, unless you elect to be taxed as an S corporation. So yes, as an LLC, you can switch to how you're taxed from the way that a sole proprietor is taxed. You can switch and be taxed as an S corporation, or even be taxed as a C corporation. Does that answer your question? Angela, I hope I answered your question. Or how often can... Okay, so how often can you switch? Well, if you switch, let's say, for example, you start out as an LLC, so a single member LLC, which means that it's just you. You're the only person, you're the only individual, you're the only member of the business. That means that if you switch from being taxed as a sole proprietor to being taxed as an S corporation, normally, okay, so you can go ahead. Let's say you decide, okay, I don't like being an S corporation. I want to switch back to being, let's say, what I was being taxed as before, which is my default tax status. You can do that. However, if you do that, then you cannot switch for another 5 years. So you have to wait 5 years before you can switch again. I hope that answers your question. Let's see if there are any other. Hi, Carla. How are you? Nice to see you. I'm actually talking about the difference between a sole proprietor and an LLC. And I was explaining what those differences are. Four main differences: simplicity, low cost to start, liability, and the way that each of them can or can't be taxed. So if there are no other questions, I'm going to sign off. And it doesn't look like there are any other questions. I'm going to have this. Let's see. Yes, you answered. Okay, great. I answered your question. Great. Okay, so I'm going to put this in, I guess, my stories. So hopefully other individuals, other hairstylists and salon owners can go back and watch this, because it's really important. Because I know a lot of times in our industry, in the hair industry, you get so much information about cutting, or rather classes as it relates to cutting, as it relates to color, and also as it relates to social media marketing. But nobody really talks about the true business side as it relates to the financial side of the business, whether it be taxation, whether it be accounting, whether it be, you know, IRS issues that lots of stylists have. I have a ton of stylists and I have a ton of salon owners who have issues with the IRS. Some of my salon owners have payroll issues, which is really huge, and nobody seems to talk about those things. So I would like to be the voice of all stylists and salon owners and beauty industry professionals just to help them in this area, because it's an area that's very important. Because I always say that a business is like a building. If the foundation is not solid, that business is going to come, that building is going to come tumbling down. Same thing with a business. If your foundation isn't solid, then the likeliness of your business, you know, growing is minimal, and you could eventually collapse like a house of cards. Because, and the foundation really is the financial side of things. If you have that in order, then, you know, it's a lot easier for you to grow. Okay, so enough of me preaching. I'm going to go ahead and get off, and hopefully this information was valuable. If you have any questions, anything that you want to know about accounting, tax, IRS problems, feel free to either send me a direct message and I can answer your question on another live stream, or I can speak with you personally. And I want to thank you guys for listening and thank you for sharing. And I'll talk to you some other time. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye. So that was my Instagram live, me talking about the difference between an LLC and a sole proprietor. So I hope I explained it in such a way that you guys were able to understand. And people also ask me, when is it time to switch to an LLC, switch to an S corporation, which is a really, really good question, especially if you own a salon and you have stylists that work for you, whether they work for you as booth renters or whether they work for you as commission stylists or whether they work for you as just straight payroll employees. You should really look into possibly becoming an S corporation. However, before you do that, I always suggest that you definitely speak with, and it's not an attorney, you definitely speak with your accountant so that they can help you run the numbers to see if it makes sense. Because if you are collecting revenue from other individuals outside of the revenue that you are making yourself, then you sort of want to make sure that you're not paying too much tax on that income or on that revenue that's coming in from other stylists. So I'm going to do another podcast probably within the next couple of weeks talking strictly about S corporations and when it's time to possibly start thinking about switching from being either a sole proprietor or rather an LLC, a single member LLC, to an actual S corporation. So what I'll do is I'll talk about what the types of things you need to take into consideration as it relates to how much money you're making, how much the salon is bringing in, and how the calculation actually works. So I'm going to try to break it down into plain old English, because I know sometimes when it comes to tax matters or tax issues, it can be a bit confusing. And when explained to you, you may not understand what your accountant is saying. So usually I try to break it down into the ABCs to make it as simple as possible. So thanks again for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and I will speak with you guys next time. Have a great day. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Desiree Anderson. And also, you can like my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/profitandbeauty. And I'll speak with you guys later. Have a great day. Bye.